An asla is a twila seat. It's made out of an iron base and a leather cover. It's tamei medris. It becomes an avatuma if a zavar zavar would sit on it. As it is meyuchad yeshiva, used strictly for sitting on it. And it's also makabel tumas mace. If it comes into contact with a mace or is under the same roof as a mace, it would also become an avatuma. Pirsha. If the leather cover got separated from the iron base, or tamei medris, ba'barzel tamei mace. The leather cover would continue to be tamei medris, since you can still sit on the leather cover, but the iron base would only be tamei mace. It would only become an avatuma by coming into contact with the mace, as the iron base without the leather cover is not roy, it's not fit for yeshiva for sitting on it, so therefore it's no longer makabel tumas medris. Hatrasko shechipuyov sha'or tamei medris u tamei mace. It trasko is a small basket, and it has a leather cover. It can be used for sitting, so therefore, it's tamei medris and tamei mace. This type of trasko with a leather cover is used to sit on it while you're eating. So therefore, it's considered used for yeshiva, miyuchad yeshiva, and therefore it's makabel tumas medris. And it's also makabel tumas mace. Peirash ha'or tamei medris ba'trasko tahar miklum. It's the leather cover got separated from the trasko. In such a case, the leather cover remains tamei medris. It still can be used for sitting. But the trasko, the small basket, without the leather cover, is not right for anything. You can't use it for anything at all. And the leather cover was a very important part of the trasko. The trasko is no longer usable, so therefore, it is no longer tamei. Satsalin shebamerchas, ustei raglav sho'eitz, tamei. Benches that are in the bathhouse, that the actual bench is made out of stone, but it has two wooden legs. Now, stone kalim are not makabel tumah, but in this case, since the two wooden legs are made out of eighth out of wood, which is makabel tumah, this sasa would be makabel tumah's medrash. If a zavar zavar would sit on it, it would become an ava tumah, as the two wooden legs are considered a very important part of the bench, and since the legs are made out of wood, which is makabel tumah, even though the actual bench is made out of stone, which is not makabel tumah, this bench would be makabel tumah. Achas o'eitz v'achas o'evan tor. But if only one leg was made out of wood, while the other leg is made out of stone, and the actual bench is also made out of stone, in such a case, this bench would not be makabel tumah. It's tor, and since the actual seat of the bench is made out of stone, plus one of the legs is made out of stone, even though the second leg is made out of wood, since this soft sole cannot stand with only one leg alone, you need the second leg, and the second leg is made out of stone, so therefore it's considered a stone kli, which is not makabel tumah. Hanesarin shebemerchas sheshigmon, Rabbi Akiva mitamei vechachamim matara, sheina masuyin ela sheyiu hamayim mahalchin tachten. Boards that are in a bathhouse, these boards are stacked on the floor of the bathhouse, and you carve them out and made these boards rightly yeshiva fit for sitting on them. You carve seats into these nasar that are on the floor of the bathhouse, and people sit on them. Rabbi Kiva said these boards are makabel tumah. While the Chachamim disagree, they say the boards are tar. The reason being that the only reason why people sit on these boards is so they shouldn't get dirty from the water that's flowing underneath and the water that's flowing from the bathhouse. So they sit on this bench to protect themselves from getting dirty from that water. So the Nisarim, these boards, are not considered meyuchad liyeshiva, a kli that's strictly used for sitting, and they don't sit on it for the purpose of simply sitting. They sit on it for the purpose of protecting themselves from getting dirty. That's not considered meyuchad liyeshiva, and they're not makabel tumah. Kan kilim sheyeshba beit kabbalas ksuz tumah. Kan kilim are metal kalim that are perforated, and they're used for putting clothes inside of them and put on top of something that produces smoke in order to smoke up the clothes. These kankilim, since they're used to hold clothing inside of them, they're makabel tumah. Bahasuya ke kaveres tohara. But if the kankilim are made like a beehive, that they're open on both sides so they do not hold clothing inside of them, instead the clothing is draped on top of them, in such a case it's not considered a kli, since nothing is put inside of them, and it's tar, it's not makabel tumah. Only when things are put inside of them are they considered a kulin or makabel tuma? But if they're open on both sides and you can't put anything inside of them, you have to put the clothes on top of them, they are not makabel tuma. A kador is a ball that's made out of leather, and it's filled with a stuffing of rags. And the emos is a piece of leather shaped like a shoe. It's also filled with a stuffing of rags. And what it was used for is that the shoemakers, when they made a shoe, they would make it on top of this emos to know exactly what shape to make the shoe. And a kamiya, also made out of leather. It's an amulet. So the parchment inside with writing on it is used for skulos or for refuos. And tefillin, of course, is made out of leather. And inside the leather are the parshiot of the tefillin. And all of these above-mentioned things became tameh from a mace. So they're an ab hatuma. And then they ripped. A small rip developed along the seam, or a small hole developed in it. So since it's only a small hole, they're still tameh, they're still considered a kli. The din is, hanogeh behen tameh, ubamasha betoch antar. Somebody who touches the actual kador emes, kamiya, or tefillin, is tameh. He would become tameh since he came into contact with a kli that had become tameh from a mace. But somebody who touches what's inside of them, in the case of the kador, the emes, he touched the stuffing, or in the case of the kamiya or the tefillin, he touched the parchment that's inside of them, he would be tar. As what's inside these kelim is not considered a chibar, it's not an attachment to the actual kli, it's considered something separate from the actual kli. So even though the actual kli has become an av hatuma by virtue of coming into contact with the mace, the stuffing or the parchment that's inside of them does not become an av hatuma, as it's considered separate from the actual kli. It's only a rishon latuma, since it came into contact with the kli, which had become an av hatuma from touching the mace, what's inside of them, which touched them, became a rishon latuma. That is a din, something that comes into contact with an av hatuma becomes a rishon latuma. So therefore, only somebody who touches the actual kli would become tameh as a person. Only becomes tameh by touching an av hatuma. But if he touches what's inside of them, which is a rishon latuma, the person would not become tameh, as a person cannot become tameh from touching a rishon latuma. Ha'ukaf shen nikra. Hanogea b'masha b'tocho tameh mipnei sha'atvar mechabra. A saddle that's made out of leather that has a stuffing inside of it. And it became tameh from a mace. And a rip developed in the ukaf, a small rip along the seam. So the ukaf remains a kli since the rip is small. And it remains tameh. Somebody who touches the stuffing inside the ukaf would become tameh, as the stitching attaches the stuffing to the ukaf. Now the stuffing in this case is stitched to the ukaf so it doesn't move from place to place when the person is riding on the saddle. Since the stuffing is stitched to the actual ukaf, it's considered part of the actual ukaf. And when the ukaf came into contact with the mace and became an av hatuma, the stuffing also became an av hatuma. So therefore, when a person touches the stuffing inside the ukaf, he becomes tameh, just as if he touched the ukaf itself.